What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful here with a name you know. We got Chad Gable. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you? Good to see you again.
Doing good. You do a lot of these media days. You have a tough media schedule.
I do. I don't mind these. I like these. Yeah. I like to talk. I got kids that talk my ear off, and I don't get a word in edgewise, so I don't mind when I get my chance once in a while.
I always see you at the community events as well, sure. Like Boys and Girls Clubs of America, sure. and the like. I mean, how is that for you, knowing that is something that those kids will remember for the rest of their lives?
Don't just say this because we're doing this, but it's like the best part of what I do, honestly. And we're doing this Special Olympics thing with Cody tomorrow, one of our best Special Olympics athletes, who's just this amazing personality, like magnetic. So Otis and I got the pleasure of like telling him that he's going to come be one of our ambassadors, and tomorrow we have all these other surprises in store that I can't quite ruin yet, but we're going to give him the backstage tour and bring him around, and that's all he thinks he's there for. But then he's going to get just unloaded on with all these other surprises.
That's incredible.
And make his day, man. And it's the best part of what we do. And the Olympic Special Olympic Games in 2026 are in Minneapolis, which is home for me, so I've specifically requested and been told I will be like a huge part of that. So
that's incredible.
I can't wait, man. It's gonna be great.
I think it was either Nashville or Vegas. They all run together,
yeah,
to me.
Of course.
I spoke to you about your amateur wrestling career, and you were like, well, naturally there are questions about MMA and stuff,
sure.
like that. Now all that stuff is such more of a possibility.
Right.
And I had mentioned to Ivy earlier, like, you know, maybe they pitch like super fights or grappling matches,
yeah.
or the like. Is that something you'd be interested in if they were like, hey, here's a top UFC fighter, let's put him in a grappling match,
yeah.
with Chad Gable?
Dude, I'm at a point in my career, and I'm not trying to act like I'm some old veteran or something, but I'm so far along now where, like, anything new and interesting to me like that is so intriguing. Like,
yes.
I got to, like, we went to NXT a few weeks ago, and I did, like, the rounds matches with Noam Dar for the Heritage Cup, which is just the first time,
yeah.
I did it, and it was a totally new experience. And I was just, like, invigorated by it. So, like, anything like that you mentioned that we could do, crossover, whatever they can come up with, crazy as you want to get, just sign me up. I'm into it.
I love that. And, I mean, I would even be open to, like, I remember Billy Robinson after his career was,
yeah.
over. He did, like, it was basically an exhibition.
Sure.
I would love to see that. Like, I would just want to see, like.
I like going back and watching the footage of that stuff because it seems like it stands, like, I don't know, it just stands out so uniquely as stuff that, like, oh my gosh, look what they got to witness. But if,
yes.
it's just a one-off, it's so unique. So the more stuff we can do like that, it just gives people, and why not? We've got these opportunities now with this merger, so.
Is there anybody you've been in the ring with and you started to chain around with that,
yeah.
has surprised you and you've been like, oh, they can go?
Yeah, let me think here.
I remember being at the Arnold Sports Festival and I saw you and Simon Gotch.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, oh, shit.
So, Gotch is a funny one for sure. You know who I've had fun with in there is, and you can look back and see some of these, is Xavier Woods or Dolph Ziggler. So, like, we do these little things, especially at Royal Rumble. So we did it at Saudi. Any Royal Rumble I've ever been a part of, I've done it, where you find a guy that has an amateur background,
mm-hmm.
and you say, whenever we get in there, screw everyone else. We'll just find each other and just wrestle. Just,
yes.
shoot around for whatever amount of time we're allowed to before the carnage, like all 40 other guys land on you. And it's just so fun because you run in and you just get in your stance and just,
yes.
start wrestling, man. And it's like, I don't know, it's like the funnest 30 seconds you can have in a match. But those guys are legit too. And then, like, you're kind of having fun with it for a little bit, you know,
yes.
and kind of rolling with each other. But then the old amateur wrestler kicks in and you kind of start, one,
yeah.
guy starts going a little harder and then you're like, okay. And then it turns into a real wrestling match.
Can you shoot a double leg on Otis right now?
I wouldn't.
If you did, what would happen?
I would not ever even entertain the idea of getting low on that man.
Okay.
Who would?
He's going to pull my shoulders down, brother.
I used to wrestle that dude all the time. He hated wrestling me.
He comes in and goes, we got peace. You just sit there
so tired. Oh, I love it.
Heavyweight's my favorite.
Chad Gable, thank you so much for
thank
the time.
You, man.
I appreciate you.
As always.
We're out.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy. all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.